sofrendo que a Olimpíada não vê.
Ruas Juranda is a bustling little street running through Curicica in the Jaguapagra district of Rio de Janeiro. Today we're going to be shown around the local community by Pastor Paulo from the local Baptist church and Felipe, who also attends the church. We've just walked through Curicica, just to the outskirts now of Curicica, with Paulo and Felipe. So tell us, where are we now? What is this area?
Here is the poor part of Curicica. The people living here is very, very poor. They frequently need to some clothes because when it's rain, their homes flood. So as a church, we frequently came here to help them.
And a lot of people, Paulo, a lot of people here are involved and come to the church?
Aqui são poucas pessoas.
Actually, people here, few people here attend the church, but the church attend here. So, church see this place like a part of community, like a part of the church. So they need to be rich. They need to hope. So it's a part of the church as well.
Meu nome é Andréia.
Andréia, Tom. Andréia, how long have you lived here?
Eu moro aqui já tem bastante tempo.
It's around 5 years.
What happens when it gets to summer and it rains a lot?
É, quando chove bastante, a gente tem que subir para cima da pedra.
When it rains a lot, they have to climb the mountain, wait the water go down.
The Olympics is on the TV. What do you think of the Olympic Games?
Eu não penso nada. Isso daí, acho que tinha que fazer.
She doesn't care about the Olympic Games. She needs a house to live. She needs a house to move far from the river. She doesn't need the Olympic Games.
What do you think the government should do? Where should the government be giving its money?
Fazer mais casa para os povos.
The government should to build more popular house to move the people near the river to their house. Once time, I don't know how much time ago, a rat bit a head of children here. So in the occasion, the government moved some people from here, but
Felipe and Paulo have just taken us to one of the poorer parts of the area on the border of Curicica and City of God, Cidade de Deus. And now they've taken us to a part where the BRT, the bus rapid transit system, passes through. And this is a huge road which has been built to create fast lanes and fast transport systems for the Olympics, but also has meant that some people have been displaced and have had to move out. So Felipe, tell us about what has happened here.
3 years ago, people had to move from here to another place. They knocked down his house and the BRT road passed in front of other house. Is very close to the other house. We have a lot of blocks and building things forgotten. We have a hospital near, it was closed. It was closed. So it's a trouble for the people near here.
And I don't know what you and Paulo think, but obviously there are good sides and bad sides, that people can move around the city faster, but also people have been moved to a different part away from their home. What has the reaction been and what do you think about it?
I think the people living here and the people living in the poor communities, they don't feel as a part of the Olympic Games. They don't feel as a part of the this movement, this project to make the make us a better city, to make us it a good place. They are the same way they were before.
And has Paulo had people talking to him about these kinds of problems?
As pessoas quando elas comentam sobre isso, elas não deixam assim muito.
He thinks claro, it's important to see a city as a whole city, in the poor place and the rich place. So he thinks this is not a part of the project now. And the big question is how will it work after the games?
And what role can the local church play in the middle of all this? In times of uncertainty, is the church a place that can offer something different, some kind of certainty or some kind of hope?
I think church can teach about faith, teach about hope, because we need to hope, we need to have faith, to believe in it's going to be better.